The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome, Shin.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Marco's Pizza, Pindertal, Popeyes, Printmasters, and Wendy's.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Monday afternoon, April 14th, 2025. I hope you guys are good out there in the land of the living. I know that you see a little smoke in the air. I know a lot of persons are concerned about that. We're going to wait for the officials to give us the official word on how things are happening right here in the city of Nassau. I hope you guys are good. I hope you had a good weekend and was able to pull some things together for yourself and your families. AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, they got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. So if you're in a kind of a space and you're looking for something, this is the 14th day. That means that we're 2 weeks into the month. And you got to get your insurance, you got to get those particular things, but you may have in mind some things that you like to do in terms of being able to move forward with other things for your family, some different packages that they have available. You want to be able to ask any of those great persons down there at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers about their various packages that they can offer, and they can give you all the information. Just ask for Etheric Bowe, or you can be able to ask for Mr. Richardson. They'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas and take good care of you. Give them a call at 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. They can take care of you down there. Shout out my guys down at Coco Plum Wellness. We are still awaiting that grand opening with Coco Plum Wellness. You know, Dr. Teresa has been able to tell me that she's gotten a lot of feedback. And a great deal of persons have actually been able to reach out to her and say, listen, I found relief. I found an opportunity. I'm grateful for these things that you've done for me. And they're really excited about that. So I want you to be able to find joy and bliss and a relief. Let's just be decent. Find that kind of a relief as it relates to what's happening with you and in your body. Maybe you feel a little bit stuffy. Maybe you feel bloated. Maybe you feel you don't understand what's happening. Maybe you didn't pass well, all these things like that. You want to find out about how you can be able to fix that. And we talked about this. We talked about that. The majority of diseases starts in the gut, right? In your colon, your intestine, so forth and so on. These are the places that it dwell. And you want to be able to ensure that you can do that. What she has is a hydrocolonic. We talked about this. The hydrocolonic, right? All it does is just being able to hydrate your colon, put some warm water, just regular water. This ain't nothing special. Just warm water that they put in there.
and to ensure that they can be able to hydrate their space, because dehydration causes the issue where it's stuck. So they hydrate this particular space for you, and you have that relief that you're being able to look for a long time. She's already told me that persons have come from the family of islands, from the family islands. People come from Freeport, all the way from Freeport, and said to her, listen, Dr. Teresa, I just listen to Howard every day. And he's been saying this and this and this about you. Can you help me? And they have been able to help her. She's been able to help them. I'm sorry. So you want to be able to go down there and check them out. You can give her a call at 445-8111. 445-8111. And she can be able to take good care of you in that kind of a space. So check them out. www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. All the information's in there, and you want to be able to capture that and see exactly what's going on. 25% off on Mondays and 25% off on Fridays, right? 50% off in the next, 11 days? You get 50% off on the 25th of every month. So that's something that you can't beat. And you want to be able to do that. The base price is $150, $149.99, and you get 25% off on Mondays, 25% off on Fridays, or you can get 50% off at the 25th of every month, all 2025. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Make sure you check that out. See exactly what's what. And see, a great deal of things are happening in the paper, man. I got to be able to say that to you. Minnis fires back. Former Prime Minister says that his work in Kalani is not finished. Says that he does not support the way the party decided to deny him a nomination. I've been listening to a friend of mine who put some stuff out there. I wouldn't play it because I didn't call him to ask him about it, right? He said it. All of us know is his voice, his tone, his temperament, and even the wisdom that he has, that he possesses about the organization and being able to talk about those things. I believe that he said it. But in saying that, I don't know, personally, I'm not going to put myself in that kind of position to play that without being able to talk to him. But essentially what he says is that what Pintard says was a falsehood, right? He said lie. I try to be as diplomatic as possible in this space. But what Pintard said, and the falsehood is that the scenario didn't exist the same way. It was an agreement that the two bodies came to an entity with Loretta and those that supported her on one end and Dr. Minnis on the other. They indicated that they would take this particular course and whoever was the victor would go on to do what they have to do, and those that were defeated would leave the party with no, kicking up or no fuss like that. And if I'm going to be honest with you, I recall it in that particular manner, save one or two details. I recall it generally in that particular manner. So Dr. Minnis is in the paper today talking about Kalani and the work not finished. I think it's peculiar that he would say that, though, because I don't think the work was finished in West Grand Mahama. I think it goes on. When Obadiah Wilscombe passed away, I just want to say this to you. I don't think that the work in North Africa was done. When the former Prime Minister stepped down from his particular position, I don't think the work in any constituency is ever done, especially with the evolution of life and how things are happening on a consistent basis. I don't think that the work in these particular spaces will ever be done. That's the entire democracy, that's the entire idea of a cycle of elections, that's the entire idea of an opportunity for persons to always be able to present a fresh vision, a new concept, a new idea, and move forward. The work will never be done. Never. As long as there exists a space that human beings reside in this particular space, and God give us life and life lasts, as long as earth lasts and life lasts, the work will never be done. Never. People evolve, things evolve, time change, Technology, there's a fluctuation in that. It goes up and down. You got to be able to make a determination when to be able to pull back, when to move forward. How do you equip your people? The work will never be done. Is there an expectation that this one person will carry this thing on forever? Is this a dictatorship? Is this communism? I mean, I just want to be decent as I ask these questions. I want to be decent. Is there a belief that only Dr. Minnis can do this work? Listen, I don't oppose Dr. Minnis. I don't. I don't oppose him. I don't oppose his aspirations, his desire to be able to nestle himself in a particular position that persons can view him in one way or another. That ain't, I can't fight. I don't understand it. I don't understand the thing. I don't understand it. But that ain't for me to understand, I suppose. That ain't for none of us to understand. We just have to grin and bear as he continues to be able to bulldoze his way through a particular position after he's been rejected soundly by his organization. He's found himself committed. If you read the letter and kind of read through those particular things, you saw that he's committed himself to the Free National Movement as though that there is a second wind. That's how I read the letter. I read it with understanding, let's do that. An understanding that lied deep within, that says, these are the formalities of the words that I say on the surface, but there is an undercurrent and an expectation for resurgence. That's how I read that. That ain't necessarily how it was written. But it was structured in such a manner. Politicians are very good at that. They open it up with nostalgia. They remind you of their strengths. They remind you of a time that they succeeded for you. They remind you of all the work that has been done. They remind you of the tenure, the time. They remind you of your relationship. And then they say to you, it's not over. It's not done. And I'd like to be able to continue on. There's one half of Kalani, or there's a portion, whatever size this portion is, of Kalani that says, we're done. And there's another portion that relentlessly supports Dr. Minnis that says he's not done. The constituency still needs him. We still want him. I am confused as to the general consensus of any constituency if you keep talking in silos. I am confused. And I suppose the only time that proverbial cylinder is pulled off of your head in your grouping, in your niche grouping, right? The only time that you break out of your small groups and find yourself as a congregation, as a community, as a constituency, is during a general election. And I think a lot of us kind of rant and rave about this concept and idea that this is democracy, rich, real, and tangible. But the thing don't make no sense to me. I don't understand. I just want to be honest with you. I do not understand. I do not. Dr. Minnis has served his time. This is just me as an observer. This ain't me trying to make this man nothing. Dr. Minnis has served his time. He has ascended swiftly to ranks only dreamt of, even by men who led the organization. My God, I just want to be decent. His ascension to this position, and just as people look on, even by men who led the organization, who were never able to acquire the position of prime minister, they look on in awe, in amazement. Those that are living, it's Tommy Turnquest, and those that have passed on, Cecil Wallace Whitfield. I just don't understand. I do not understand. And whilst my good friend speaks about a lack of appreciation or this ingratitude, I feel like simultaneously, as you speak of Michael Pintard and the president. See, I hate talking like this because it feels like somebody sent me here to talk for people. I don't like talking like, but I just want to be real with you. I am going to be real with you. As I look at this, I don't understand this. It feels like ingratitude. It feels like the democratic and constitutional grace that was afforded Dr. Minnis to be able to take a bow and thank the organization and the Bahamian people for the position was sent to the Mount Hermon. I don't know. Mount, the proverbial Mount Alvernia of Bahamian politics. As he bows out and thanks those persons who would have afforded him an opportunity to ascend to this position, and he looks over all of us and he says thank you and gracefully bows out and allows the party to carry on with the mechanisms designed to ensure that it could find itself back into a victorious state. He decided to be able to grab, put a grappling hook in this thing. And it seems as though there is a desire to pull the whole thing down. This is only Howard observation. Don't fight me. Talk to me. It's only my observation. I don't know where we're going from here. I had a quick encounter with someone who formerly supported the PLP relentlessly. Well, supported the Free National Movement and went to the PLP and then came, went back to the FNM to support specifically Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis. And in this sort of a dialogue, very quickly, as I was jumping in my car, and he jumping in my truck, and he jumps out, he runs on the side of me, and he says, hey, Howard, this is going to happen. He says, invite me on the show, let's talk about it. So I said, and talk about what for what? He said, but we can talk about it. So I said, talk about what for what? I don't see the play. And I don't want to entertain a salacious conversation if I don't see the play. Make me to understand the play. And he goes into this elaborate concept, an idea that there will be a leader that comes from behind. Can I say this? Can we talk like this? I was absolutely baffled. Because up to this juncture, right here, right now, bang, today, I do not see the play. I don't care how the theorists and those persons who wish to be able to, you know, draw in the clouds, these concepts and ideas of what can happen from a political standpoint. Even with the scenario as those that wish to paint, that Pintard is not in the seat of leadership. I see no scenario where the resurgence and the revival, the restoration, and the realignment with the concept and idea that Minnis released to the party for them being able to capture that again and saying, let's go with Minnis. I see no scenario. I see no scenario. I do not sit here and say that it is impossible. But I do say that this is strongly, strongly, seriously improbable. I just won't be decent. As I see this, as I look at the structure of how this thing is laid out, what are we really doing in politics in this country, man? There has been no one that have come to the front with a vision to be able to take the party, take the country rather, into a space of security, financially, educationally, from an immigration standpoint, socioeconomically, which is financially, right? There has been no organization out of the big two that has given us even a glimpse or an idea of what to expect in the event that 90 days comes, they reinstate the 10% tariff on every country. In the event, this is hypothetical, but you prepare yourselves for these things. I've seen nothing. In the event that Trump decides to be able to take the thing to 15%, in the event that he's decided to be able to go gung-ho and pull back on the ambassador, leave the Sharjah, the affair, create a scenario to ensure that all tourists that are coming to the Bahamas from the United States of America are well aware that they shouldn't use the jet skis, that they shouldn't go walking down Bay Street, that they should be. There is no scenario that governments, the one that's in place and the one that is sitting in the position and waiting with anticipation to step into the place of governance, that are casting a vision and an idea to move forward. The PLP is wrapped up with being able to be reactive to what's happening from the United States of America. The only potential strategy that I could even see behind this thin, thin veil that exists between us and the formality of their organization is the possibility that they're trying to strategize in the event that someone's name is called, if all of these indictments come down and all these things happen. That's only a thin veil I'm looking through, and it seems to me that you're trying to strategize to put yourself in a position that this blow wouldn't hit your party hard. But you ain't doing nothing for the country. You ain't doing nothing for us. I just feel like I'm going crazy. I'm looking through this veil. This the sheer. This ain't the curtain. This ain't dark. I could see through this. It's kind of a translucent thing, an opaque thing, but I could see the silhouette of things moving in anticipation that if the indictment come down and persons are identified based upon the murmurs that we hear on the street, if persons are identified and they attach them to your organization, that you could find yourself in a prepared position that you know how to be able to counter that. But no one, including the PLP, who's doing its best to manage what's happening from this terrorist from the global standpoint, no one is sitting down. And this is the time that I need a Perry Christie. Why do we need Perry Christie? Because at least Perry Christie would have created a select committee. They wouldn't have met yet, but my God, he would have identified that to make the Bahamian people understand that this is a concern of ours. There needs to be a select committee identified that that it crosses the margin from a political standpoint, right? All-inclusive, that identifies a plan. That in the event that we are hit by this, what are we going to do? That's a select committee. There also needs to be a simultaneous committee that our prime minister and those attached to CARICOM can sit down and identify the strengths, the weaknesses, opportunities, and the threats that exist to the entire region. You all need to work, man. And working may be hard for you and an election year, but you need to work. You need to work. See, no man knoweth the day. That's why all is working, except the Father. And in this scenario, no man knoweth the day except the Prime Minister Paul within this confined time. I think we got all the way till October of next year. God spare our life. We got time. There needs to be a strategy for growth, for survival, for buoyancy. That means to float. We got to stay atop of this thing. We can't drown. In the event that something happens, but we too busy, the FNM is too busy trying to figure out how Menace can be able to do. And Menace ain't got no real responsibility, you know. Michael Pintard, Shannon Cartwright, and Dwayne Sines, and all those leaders who are responsible for being able to identify what's going to be able to happen, at least be able to cast a vision of what the expectations could be for the Free National Movement. Menace ain't in that, you know. Y'all taking all your time out worrying about someone who y'all didn't say finish. Now you want to respond and respond and respond and respond and respond, and you still didn't get to us yet. How you can get voted in like that? Who gonna vote for you like that? Y'all take care of your business, the PLP win again, boom. That's what you want? That must be what you want. You might as well come here and tell us, vote PLP. Because at least them, behind the veil, is trying to do something to save their own organization. You're wasting time, Adminis man. You're wasting time. Thank God I never had no woman who break up with me and then come row with me and then go row with my new woman and then go to her job. I don't understand this. What happened to you? I got to ban you over the peace because of your mind, miss. Nobody wants you no more. And you're fighting me. This is sort of the scenario I feel here. I agree with Hubert Alexander Ingram. I can play you a little clip. I can take this commercial break. When we get back, I can play you a little small clip that I would have heard over the weekend of when the prime minister stepped down from his position and created the space for a by-election in North Abaco. His language hits right on point. And Hubert Alexander Minnis sat right there. Quick commercial break, guys. Going to be right back after this. Tell her,
watch out. I come from the 242, where we like beat your mind, we drink sky juice. Epic ride inside the vehicle, go everywhere, stage, we move the needle. They won't know the life living on salt, cause the cost, yes, keeping on, keeping that on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP Trump, police, and split birds.
I meet him at Pinda, and I meet him in his showroom. I said, Pinda, let me tell you something. Damn showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in. 8 by 48, 12 by 24, 24 by 24. And what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between. You can't beat that. Not even with a 2 by 4 from Enterprises.
Hey pizza lovers, Marco's Pizza is turning up the heat with new daily deals that are here to stay. Get the trio, one large, one topping pizza, a 2-liter drink, and cheesy bread for just $21. Or double up with the golden crust duo, two large, one topping pizzas, and a 2-liter drink for just $24. Want more? Grab the Magnifico double, two medium, two topping pizzas for just $28. Great pizza, great deals, all day, every day. Available now at Marco's Pizza. Order today.
Talk is the cost, yes, keeping on, keeping that on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP Trump, police, and split birds. Blood on the streets, court for the gang, they gone obsolete. Killing up women and shimmering and ting. Politician and the drug boy, damn, got link, link. Now what you think, think? Look what you see. Don't care but you, don't care but me, me. They street boys still on everything, ting. Now so funky, funky, funky. Saying things getting better, but I just can't tell. Selling the line and building up hotel. What about the small mind? Where they gonna go? Black mother and child. Where they gonna go? Cost of living getting up, up, up. Another body color that I just can't trust. They worrying about rocket for Elon Musk. Stealing from the people at a big surplus. Fudge shop in the vest of this.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. It's Monday, but as the smoke billows into the sky, into the nostrils of our Father, and he looks down upon us, he knows that there exists an indifference, that our service has shifted from the focus on him into focus of ourselves. Nassau, funky. While as we sing about this thing, listen, I just get preachy, I got to calm down. While as we sing about this thing, and we put rhythm to it and find ourselves reminding ourselves about the injustices that exist with every stanza of these songs, funky is a peculiar word. That stench that raises to the nostrils of our Father. My God, I just want to be decent. I don't know what you believe. And I'm not going to fight you for your belief. I'm not going to fight you. That's your belief. But that funky Nassau and that stench that fills the nostrils of our Father Almighty. And we recognize this thing. We recognize this. Whether that is
suicides, domestic violence, thiefing, corruption, those particular positions that are required to be able to support and bolster the Bahamian economy or bolster the Bahamian people, and they're going contrary. Nassau has gone funky. And we can see that judgment has been released. My God, I feel preachy today. I feel preachy. Hubert Ingraham has said to us what we have said to Minnis, with an expectation of what we have seen throughout the body politics since the inception. Let me play you a little taste of what Hubert Ingraham said.
That question doesn't arise. There was no circumstance under which a leader such as myself, who's been leader of a party for 19 years, can win the election, lose the election, and who wants to stay on. If you were a young person, one for a shot, take Minnis, for instance, as a new leader of the party. If he takes the party to the election and the party loses, he ought to offer his resignation. But the party might well say to him, fine, we think you ought to stay because, you know, we think you have opportunities for the future. Someone like me who served for 3 terms, it's unthinkable at age 64, 65 in a couple of weeks' time that I would stay on. That's unthinkable. And why would I stay on to be a member of parliament? What is there in that for me? I've spent more than half of my life in the House of Assembly. 35 years, I'm now 64. More than half of my life. It's time for me to go. People have told me it's time for me to go, and I'm happy to go. Thank you very much.
My God. I couldn't say it better than myself. I couldn't say it better myself. This is all beyond. Listen, this is all I'm looking at, you know. You didn't serve. You didn't reach pinnacles that men could only dream of. You then was prime minister, you run the whole party, you show people that you're resentless, that you are relentless, and you're determined, steadfast in your ways. We understand that God had to been with you during a time and a season. You was the lone coconut tree after everything was wiped out. Loretta them came for you, Dorian come for you, everything come for you. The only thing that caused you to lose was you. I just want to be decent. For an early election. Who knows? If you stay at the course, you could find yourself in a position, maybe convince the Bahamian people to give you one more chance like this was 1997. But you didn't do that. You let Halsted Mutrie and all them run you up on brakes. Now, when you're supposed to genuflect and gracefully bow out, this is what we expecting, you know. We was expecting that. You find yourself stiff-necked. Stubborn and steadfast in your position. The lone coconut tree in the midst of a nuclear disaster. That's a different scenario entirely, sir. We ain't talking Hiroshima. We was talking Dorian. That lone coconut tree could have revived, restored, and provide us coconuts the next go round. Yeah. We honor God and glorify him for that coconut tree that stood in the midst of desolation. But this is a Hiroshima. Everybody going against you. The only thing that you could suck up now is toxicity. No one could even eat those coconuts. I just want to be decent. I just want to be decent. And this is where we are. Dazed and confused. How about my guy Garth? Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there, man.
Well, I hear you firing. I see headlines as Minnis fires back, but I hear you firing and all. Cylinders on my radio coming here, but it's good to be with you, the people of the Bahamas, and those people that are abroad that are tuned into the foundation. It's always a pleasure to sit with you and to listen and learn and to share our opinions and rejoice in the facts. So thank you once again, Mr. Howard Grant.
I'm happy for you to be here with me. You know, every time we talk in local politics, it's a short week this week, so I got to... We can have a run-up to this. I don't know if I can make modifications to the show on Thursday, but it's a short week this week, and you know next week is going to be short also.
Yeah.
Because we have a holiday on Friday and a holiday on Monday.
And we love right? that. We right? love that.
Oh, yeah,
we
you get that. Your little fish and bread and things like that, and relax yeah. yourself, and go to church with all your Easter clothes on. Praise God, a Resurrection Sunday. Mm. But today we need to provide our minds. What the hell is Minnis doing? Now, I know you know some things that I may not know.
you know.
You see that fake laugh you give me?
No, it ain't fake. You know, I got some backlash for it, you know. But, you know, I'll be very honest with everybody that's listening to me today.
But that's God, hold on, wait. That's the only reason I bring you here, you know. I don't expect dishonesty.
Yeah,
you're
always honest, right?
I don't expect you to lie.
No, I ain't gonna lie. That's what I try to tell people.
The man say, Pintad is the liar. Yeah. I don't expect you to lie.
I had to make a decision based on not only the present truth, but also the future truth. And I don't expect everybody to see the future as I say anything or I do anything. I want people to understand one thing about Garth Maynard Roseborough. I have a plan. Even if you don't understand the plan, I had a very, very disturbing conversation early today with somebody who didn't ever want to understand the system. And me understanding the universe and the system and the way things work, I can see the pieces of the puzzle sometimes, Howard Grant, that paints a greater picture. And I hear you talking about minutes. I hear you talking about the Free National Movement. And I found that in these two individuals, the Bahamian people become instantly sensitive. And all of a sudden, you're bashing the FNM, or you're bashing Hubert Alexander Minnis, or you're bashing Hubert Alexander Ingram, and you're bashing. So if I flip the script today and I say something about the PLP, because everyone is talking about Minnis, and I want to say something strong about the PLP, are you ready to hear what I'm thinking, Howard Grant?
I got to fix something today. We got time. We got a whole hour and 10 minutes.
But I wanna, can I say something before the break?
Yeah, we can talk. But I want, Lincoln, I want you to call the show. Lincoln Bean. I want Lincoln to call the show. I have to ask him one question.
You can do that. That's your show.
Lincoln, it's just one question, Lincoln. Somebody call Lincoln.
Well, he can call. He
tell Lincoln, call the show. I have one question for Lincoln today.
Well, I know this, right?
Lincoln, call the show. Praise Jesus.
I want to share something, Howard. I called you on Sunday. And I'm not going to tell you who I had conversations with this weekend, but I woke up on Saturday morning.
Praise God.
And I'll tell you what was on my mind. I am so disappointed in the Progressive Liberal Party and disappointed even with the FNM and the people of South Andros. I'm very disappointed.
Tell me why.
Because the first... And the founding father of this nation, Sir Lyndon Oscar Pindling, who was a member of parliament and also the prime minister, and he served for 25 years in that district. There was a lady from there who was able to capture his heart, who was able to stand by his side. First of all, it's difficult, first of all, to find a husband in this country, a real good husband, first of all.
I never look, but okay.
Well, you was a good man. He's my friend. Not only did you find a good husband, you found a man who was able to stand in the House of Assembly as a member of parliament. Not only did you do that, you found a man who's able to become, as you just said, the lone coconut tree for 25 years in this country. You happen to be associated with somebody who you were able to build a family with, and you went around the world with class and dignity. You just so happened, after all of this, to become a governor general of this country. And you're telling me South Andros, you have South Andros Secondary High, SASH. You got Congotown Airport. You got the government complex. You got the youth center that they just built in the Bluff, South Andros. And you name one doggone thing after this woman? Lady Marguerite Pindling? You have not named one thing after all of this for 50 years? I was disturbed on Saturday morning. I said, my God, it don't cost you enough. And if he cannot respect the past, how could we ever respect the present and move on to the future? I had to stop right there. And now I understand many of our people that y'all just simply lack respect. I just don't get it. The people that fight the most for you. Yes, we have our tales of Swiss bank accounts. Or we have our tales of shopping till you drop. And we have tales of her utmost beauty and her elegance and her class. But my God, which one of us have ever ascended to such a height and a feat? When I see Howard Grant with his wife, y'all never seen Howard Grant with his wife, eh? They look like royalty, man. But that type of loyalty and royalty doesn't come without a price. You look at their children reflect who they are as a couple. And you, Bahamian people, talk about family, you talk about women's rights, you talk about love and all of that stuff, all the stuff with Minnis and this one and that one. This don't mean nothing if we can't produce the people that build the fabric of this country. And I was very disturbed Saturday morning, Howard Grant. Name something after this lady, please.
I see that he's very upset about these things, ladies and gentlemen.
I, that's right in our faces. Okay, let me flip the script. Then since you say it's PLP, OEE must be like PLP. What about Janet Boswick and Henry Boswick? You name anything after Janet? Have you done anything for Madam Boswick?
You and I can have a deeper conversation about this.
Yeah, but see, we're trying to reestablish Minnis. We're trying to establish our FNM, but we have forgotten to put the waymarks for the people who have actually accomplished and done something for this country.
So are you saying to me indirectly this is the reason why we don't have the respect for the leaders progressively?
Boy, this is why I love the foundation. I left the 6x6 lumber, I left the wood and everything else on the ground to come here today because I love the way you think.
So there could be no expectation to be able to pay homage to the leaders that come after.
Hallelujah.
Those particular leaders that you've never paid homage to. So you expect, and Minnis expects the same thing, but he didn't name nothing after nobody either.
But we got to start somewhere.
No,
be decent with me today. I drop all my lumber and everything to come here with you today. Don't treat me bad today.
We getting somewhere. I want to ask my good friend Lincoln Bain something.
You want to ask him?
I don't have
only him.
Put Lincoln on the phone. Lincoln Bain, good afternoon, my brother. What's happening with you?
Good afternoon. I'm awesome, man. How you doing?
Everything good. Lincoln, listen. I have a question.
Yeah.
It can take me more than 5 minutes, and it can take you more than the show. The show, only got 5 minutes, let me go to a break. I would like you to stay with me till 1 o'clock. I want you to answer this question. I have a question for you. I can put it to you right now.
Okay.
There has been significant speculation. And this is why I tell you, I don't talk to horses. I don't talk to the flies. I only talk to the horse. I call the horse.
So where would the horse fly?
No, this is the horse right here.
You don't want the horse to fly?
No, we can talk to the horse.
All right.
Lincoln, has been significant speculation running up and down the Lincoln Bed of Nassau. It's spilled into Freeport. It's spilled into elsewhere that there is a scenario after Irem joined your organization. Now, we put some scenarios together, and we started to question ourselves internally. Garth and I started to have these questions, these conversations, other persons. We've watched Irem for a long time always present himself in a particular manner that he moves with leadership. I just want to be decent. I said to him, while he sat with me, if you listen to that show, I said, Irem, even the residue of Minnis in the FNM they're trying to get rid of. I said, Irem, they was trying to get rid of you long time. I said, so let me ask you this question. And he said to me, okay, Howard. I said, why did you join the COI? Okay, why did you join the COI? Why did you do these? And he gave me the good political answer, accepted his answer. Everything is good with that. But I still pondered some things. There is an expectation that people are saying to me that Hubert Alexander Minnis is making a determination to join the COI, but not only to join the COI, but to lead the COI with the potential of Branville McCartney becoming the deputy of the COI, and Lincoln Bain, who only wants to save his baby, is going to be able to take on the chairman's position. Talk to me, Lincoln.
That's rubbish. I have had conversation with Branville McCartney.
And that's rubbish,
About this, I've had no conversation with Dr. Minnis about any of this. I don't know anything about that. So if people are speculating that, they're speculating it outside of the COI. There's been no discussion in the COI about what you're talking about. Normally, it's good to just let people speculate, but I can tell you for my supporters that basically what I've heard from an insider is that everyone wants something different. They want to move forward with something different, something new, a new generation of leaders. And so basically what we're proposing to put Bahamians first, others have had a chance to do that and they have not, for Bahamians to benefit from our natural resources. Others could have done that and they did not. And so there's some things that we're proposing that we want to get done. And if other persons have not been in position but have not been instrumental in pushing that forward, then there's no chance that they can lead us into that.
Lincoln, I appreciate you saying that to me. Now, I know he's a busy man. I don't know if you could give me 10 minutes on the next side just to be able to elaborate on that, because I want to ask one or two more questions
Then
solidify some things in our minds and the Bahamian minds as we go forward. All right, so put Lincoln on hold so we can be able to. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. We're having a conversation. We can get to the bottom of this thing today. We can kill all your speculations and possibilities that there's going to be a revival of a third-party organization and Minnis going to join that and Minnis going to open up his own party and this and that. I have to kill some things today. I have to murder it. I am going to put a stake in the proverbial vampire today. Because you're sucking the blood out of the country where we don't understand what in the hell is Minnis doing. That's all we're trying to understand. He ain't getting the COI, bang, that already then cut off. I then talked to Branville. Branville said he ain't coming. We are not reviving the DNA. What the next move is? We got to know how it go. We can find out these particular things here. And chop it down. Quick break, get the news, and be right back after this. Right inside the vehicle, got everywhere said to move the needle. They want to know the life living on salt. Cause the cross just keeping on, keeping that on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP Trump releases flip birds. Blood on the streets, court for the gang, they're gone obsolete. Killing up women and trimming and ting. Politician and the drug boy, damn, got link. Now what to think? Look what you see, don't care but you, don't care but me, me. They street boys still on everything, tick. Now so funky, funky, funky.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way, the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I come from the 242, where we like beat drum and we drink sky juice. Epic ride inside the vehicle, got everywhere stage, we move the needle. They want to know the life living on salt, cause the cross just keeping on, keeping that on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP Trump releases flip birds. Blood on the streets, court for the gang, they're gone obsolete. Killing up women and trimming and ting. Politician and the drug boy, damn, got link, link. Now what to think, tink? Look what you see, don't care but you, don't care but me, me. They street boys still on everything.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company. Funky Nassau, the stench is rising up to the nostrils of our father, and we need to make a change for growth and development. Sitting in the studio with me is none other than Garth Roseborough, being able to talk to us about these things. And on the line, I have none other than the leader of the Coalition of Independents, who have recently been able to absorb, attract, and pull in Iram Lewis, who is a sitting member of parliament in the constituency of Central Grand Bahama. He's now officially the first member in the Coalition of Independents to be able to sit in the House of Assembly. Lincoln, my brother, thank you so much for holding.
Thank you for having me, man.
Lincoln, I appreciate this, man. I just want this can be one of a series of calls to be able to debunk a few things that's happening out there. And then I say debunk is because I think that we have so many national issues for major political organizations to focus on. We've seen the Vision 2030. We've seen everything that the Coalition of Independents have done. But we're looking right now at Her Majesty's Royal Opposition. And we expect them to be able to cast a vision to say, this is what you can expect from us. But they're so busy in fighting. We ain't talking FNM business. We just talking observation. And so I had to call you today. Well, you called me, and I'm grateful that you did that, to find out whether or not there is any truth to the rumors, to the murmurs, to the idea, to the smoke that says MENAS seeks to join the COI, take over, and they can win the next general election. Talk to me.
As I said, I have not had any conversations with Dr. MENAS, so I don't know where those rumors are coming from. I don't know him to have reached out to have any of those conversations. Right now, Dr. MENAS is the FNM's problem. That's their son, and they need to work it out with him. That's their brother. They need to work it out with him. I personally don't understand why a former prime minister can't run. He is not attempting to be leader at this point. They have said there's no more conventions before election, so I don't understand what the problem is. It's not for me to get in their business. That's on them. But if he wants to run, and if the people want him, then let him run. But again, that's their choice and that's their party.
Now, Lincoln, I don't get salacious, and I see some people like to be able to gravitate towards, but I need clarity. I just need clarity. Now, just from observation purposes, a lot of persons would indicate that Lincoln Bain, as an individual who's attached in his leadership role to the COI, has a significant relationship with Dr. MENAS. And a lot of persons would indicate that Lincoln Bain, or you know, this is just murmurs, this is just speculation, again, accusations and so forth and so on, but that the COI is being funded by Dr. MENAS. Talk to me about that. Lincoln, I had to do that. I had to put it on the table, Lincoln. I will clear up some things because I'm tired. I just tired, Lincoln. I will clear it up.
We would not take a dollar from Dr. MENAS, anyone in the FNM, or anyone in the PLP, or any oligarch for that matter. The COI is funding itself along with supporters. We do dollar drives. We get scolded for that, even though other parties have done similar and the same thing. It is sufficient because when we say we're having a dollar drive, people come out and donate. Every party in the world, I don't care if it's run by the seek donations. but of course, we don't want donations from anyone who's going to want something in return. We are a lot of entrepreneurs, business people, et cetera, and we've been working together to get it done. As you can see, we're not scrapping, and we don't need anything from Dr. MENAS. Mm-hmm. And so, no, we've not taken anything from Dr. MENAS. And no, I don't have a personal relationship with Dr. MENAS.
I like it, Lincoln.
No one fought against Dr. MENAS during his leadership more than the COI. When he was locking the country down, et cetera, we were the ones who challenged him. We were arrested by him and Paul Rule. Although they released us, we were the ones who were challenging him. There was no other opposition. The Davis administration was just saying, whatever minister say, just do it. It ain't long now. But we were out there fighting him. We were protesting against him. We were exposing things that the FNM was doing, us along with some in the media. And so we were the ones challenging him. I don't have a personal relationship with him at all.
Now, keep in mind, this ain't me accusing you. I am just trying to clear the air. Now,
yes, I know.
This is the last thing.
You know, I'm not afraid of questions.
I know you ain't afraid, right? This is the last. I need to ask you this. I'm sure that we can have more time to be able to have good conversation about politics as we ascend to a position of the general election in the country. So we can get to that when we get to that. But I have to ask you this. There seems to be, with all these conspiracy theories, they're trying to be able to attach itself to each other. They want to be able to show themselves these theories as a blanket, right? And they want to say things like, all right, Lincoln COI is not a real organization. It's being funded by, and you dispelled that, it's being funded by MENAS, strategically being able to ensure that the FNM can never find itself to victory, and essentially putting the PLP back in, because if MENAS can't get it, the PLP can get it again, because he will destroy everything. But I want to ask you this question. The COI has a determination, a relentless determination, and they are prepared to lead from day one. This is not a farce. This is not a theory of an organization. You are putting boots on the ground, and you're looking to be able to reform. Talk to me about that, and let people understand that the COI is not a joke of an organization. We mean what we say. We say what we mean, and we're moving towards these particular things and looking to be able to take the helm of this country towards growth and development. Talk to me about it.
I think the COI is the strongest so-called third-party force in the history of this nation. We're not interested in the PLP getting in or the FNM getting in. We have one agenda. That is to put Bahamians first. We don't believe that either of those parties have done so. We have another agenda. That is for Bahamians to benefit from their natural resources, their carbon credits, and whatever else they're entitled to have done that. We have another agenda, and that is that Bahamians, no one can compete with Bahamians for anything that happens in this country. No one can compete with us. We're looking for equality. We are looking to put Bahamians first, not foreigners first. And so we don't see whether neither the PLP nor the FNM have put the agenda that we want before the Bahamian people and have done it. We want to benefit from our crown land, uninhibited. We believe that everyone is entitled to the crown land. We know that neither the PLP or the FNM have done that. And lastly, we want to implement island states and city government so that we take the power from the politician and give it to the people. Neither the PLP nor the FNM is going to do that. And so how do we look out for an agenda of an individual like Minnis to do something to keep him in power? No, our agenda is not for Lincoln Bean to be in power, for Minnis to be in power, for Pintard Brave Davis to be in power. Our agenda is for the Bahamian people to finally be in power in their country.
Lincoln, I appreciate this telephone call, my brother. You know, I could never just give you a couple of minutes, but I just wanted to kind of clear that up with you. Like I said, we're definitely going to be able to find ourselves in the position to have an extended conversation, but I'm grateful that you found it necessary to call us today and clear up a few things. Thank you, my brother.
Anytime, my brother.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's none other than Lincoln Bain being able to talk to us from the Coalition of Independence and talking to us with clarity about his position. Now, next call out the gate. I need Dr. Minnis to call the show. I doubt this would happen. But, you know, if you don't have anything to hide and you want to be able to show yourself transparent, if you want to align yourself with this sort of a decency that you said that you were denied from the Free National Movement and the fact that you found yourself relentlessly committed, you're not talking to Howard Grant. You're talking to the MCMs. You're talking to the council members. You're talking to the torchbearers. You're talking to those persons in the organization that find it in their heart very quietly. They don't pronounce it. They like Peter. The cock then crow, and they deny you three times in the front of this, but they say, Lord, Lord, they come back. You're talking to these people who have a quiet desire in their hearts to find a way to support you. Minnis, I would like you to call the show. Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis, if you could be able to find yourself in the position to call us, to let us know what is your play. Now, this may not necessarily be something, Garth, that they want put out there. This may not necessarily be something that Minnis would like to divulge with the Bahamian people, but all of us are in this position right now, looking for clarity. Jit, if you wish to call on behalf, I'm not going to fight you. I'd like to be able to identify those things, right? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720, or you could hit me up 422-4796. Now, tomorrow I'd leave the calls for the chairmans, if they wish to call. Tomorrow I would leave the calls for the major chairmans from the PLP and the FNM. The FNM, I've continued to hit them and ask them, why haven't you presented a vision for us to be able to run in, especially with these tariffs? The PLP, are you behind the silhouette? We're seeing you trying to be able to organize yourself if if this indictment comes down and certain persons are named based upon the speculations that exist out there, what are you doing in terms of being able to create a path for buoyancy in the Bahamian economy? These are questions that I have, Garth. Are these too hard? Talk to me, Garth. Are these too hard of questions to ask today for clarity in the to kill the speculation while you're drinking Kalik and Sans Bear and whatever you're drinking and sitting down there over these particular beverages and having a conversation about these things that kill your speculation today? That's one down. Bang. Next one we like to hear from, Minutes. Boom. Then we can hear from the chairman, and we get to get this country on track. Because there's bigger fish to fry. We all here dealing with pilchers. The devil is a liar. Talk to me.
Well, Howard Grant, it's you're putting them in a very precarious situation.
Yeah, because you can't lie.
I just like to stick with the evidence. Can I just stick with evidence? What we didn't understand, let's just say the nation hated Dr. Menace after all of the trauma that we received in the previous administration. Let's say they turned their back on Menace for whatever cause it was. No one forced Dr. Hubert. I do believe that it was done voluntarily. In like suit as Hubert Alexander Ingram mentioned, that it's an honorable thing to do. What I found, however, dishonorable was when we had the debacle of the associations where Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis was actually held to be non-participatory in any of the association meetings. He was not supposed to participate. They were willing to ban him. He was not supposed to be there present. In terms of his interrelations within the party, that was not encouraged by the leadership. And to me, it was not done in wisdom. There was nothing wise about that. It showed a very clear and defined attitude that this new administration wanted nothing to do with Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis. Now it has matured to this point where the whole conversation is about Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis. You're telling me for the last almost 4 years, the only thing that has consumed you was the very thing that you were fighting against, which is Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis. You defeated him in a convention, and you still have yet to have moved on. You've already told us that he's not getting the nomination, and you're still concerned about Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis. You have not yet been concerned with the Bahamian people yet. You talk about...
That's what I said.
Yeah, you talk like you're concerned about us. You talk about, like you like us, but you have not given the Bahamian people anything yet to say to you that we are looking for you to replace the present government of the Bahamas. So guess what happens? Because you're so sensitive, you Africans can hate me all you want, but the one thing I disrespect and I do not like is people who don't have common sense. These people are about you, and yet you want me to defend them. It's not going to happen. I love my country just as much as you or more. So this is what I'm saying to you today. Until the Free National Movement gets their act together, I will not be encouraging anybody to vote for the Free National Movement. I, Garth Maynard Roosevelt, said it. I will not encourage you to vote for them because they're showing us that they're not prepared to govern this country. They're working on emotion. They're working on party loyalty to some people in there who will vote even if Jesus came down off the cross and please vote for another party. And you'll tell, oh, no, I say F&M born and bred. I'll never change from my party, even if the F&M's going to burn this town down. And so you people who are like that, I have no regard for or respect because my country is more important than your party. I don't care if it's PLP, F&M, COI, or INI. I am saying to you, my country is greater than you.
Lakers in five.
Nice. It don't matter. It's greater than you. And I love my country more than you.
I, Lakers are fine. All right. Listen, the lines are wide open. If you want to be able to join the conversation, I like that strong position that Garth has just taken and being able to talk about these things. Whilst Garth was talking, I just was looking at somebody sent me something, and I don't see no proof of it, so I'm not even going to mention that. Let's see if we able to, and that's all it is, you know. You guys got to fact check. You guys just say it. You got to fact check.
Yeah.
Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Welcome to you and your guests. I'm doing fairly well.
Okay.
I wanted to call from the time when Mr. Roseboro mentioned about having something named after Lady Penland.
Okay.
And as an educator, I think that we need to do much more in the schools to let our students or citizens or children know of our leaders. Sometimes the little ones, you ask them, who is the prime minister, and they say it's Lady Penland. You know, sometimes, especially
Hello, my friend. I picked up on the voice. I know I knew the voice, but
yes, sir.
How are you doing today, sir? I'm not calling your name, but good day to you.
Small potatoes, man. Mashed potatoes, we were college mates, so I'm proud of you.
My
I'm
good
proud
friend. Of you. Go ahead.
That's where we need to be up from the grass, you know, from the grassroots, from the little ones. Everyone needs to know. And recognize, that's because you can recognize my voice. They should recognize the voices of the leaders as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot that needs to be done. Now, Mr. Host.
Yes, sir.
You did a big thing to invite the leader of the COI. And I was thinking while you were doing that, whether you would do the same for the other leaders of political parties, but then you mentioned that you plan to do on the chairmen and so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and chairpersons, or actually, because one day we may have a chairwoman as well. And then the next level, take it up to the next level, have them all sitting around the table at the same time in the same place.
I only can extend the invitation. If they show up, praise God. If they don't show up, the show don't stop.
You're all like fight boy.
All the best so far, so good.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call, man. Thank you so very kindly for that. Let me see if I can take one more. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard and Garth.
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
Good afternoon, my brother.
The political wrath. You know, I don't really care what people think no more, Howard, but as it relates to that last caller, right, I would like to include this, right? The ruling class is so absorbed in their time of almightiness, right,
mm-hmm.
that they will think it hard to come on the airwaves. But listen, I'll share this. Since Mr. Lincoln being who I really don't have anything against, right, was talking about what he was talking about, Crown Land, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very, very vexed in the fact that Governor DeSantis, or DeSantos, you could correct me, it don't really mm-hmm. matter, because he passed the Shantytown Act, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
In order to, he made it illegal to just come into a country and squat on Crown Land, et cetera, right? So I'm very confounded, perplexed, vexed that these political clairvoyants haven't thought it prudent to do that. So the first political party to pass the Shantytown Act will get my vote and will get thousands of votes because it's a breach of some imbeciles chronologically and non-clairvoyantly have allowed this problem to proliferate.
52.
And you and I sit and talk.
52.
History will not be made by chatter or given to you on a platter, my brother.
Don't go nowhere.
Weak, pathetic country.
Don't go nowhere. You're gone. I know he was going to go after he said what he had to say. I know he's going to do that. Who does illegal migrants stuffed in various constituencies serve? Who do they serve? Do they serve the community?
No.
Okay. Let's just be clear about this. We have to understand what, where, when, why, how. All these things. Let's get to the why. The only reason there is a lifeline, the only reason
mm-hmm.
there is this sort of an idea, I talked about this billowing in the air, right? The smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason there is love vine on your tree is because your tree feeds it.
Mm-hmm.
After it suck everything out of it, it gone.
Yeah.
Finish.
Parasitical.
Okay. Now, the only reason those particular persons, illegal migrants, come here. I see that we have a proliferation of prostitutes that are coming here, the city of Nassau now, right?
They're filling a void.
Okay, so no one is going to stay, not even roaches in your house, if you ain't nothing to feed them.
Yeah, it's filling
so
a void.
So why do we have a conversation about the fact that politicians don't pass an act to be able to take care of a subsector of people? They're always regressive. They're always late in trying to make modifications of what's happening. After Dorian, then they won't look at the mud and pigeon peas. After these particular things, then they look at that. After there's a social upheaval and persons are saying we have to look at these things, then they give you this superficial approach to say that we're going to be able to take an account of all these people and only 1,200 people living. You confusing me, you was a liar. We don't. I just will be decent with you. This is the social speculation about these things. Now the question is, if you go in the shanty town, predominantly those particular shanty towns that are alleged to be of Haitian descent, There's no one there in the middle of the day.
They wake in.
They wake in. From 5 o'clock in the morning, they're gone. Mm-hmm. These people don't come to this. They come here and they go to work.
Opportunity.
Okay, so who feeding them, Garth?
Be the Bahamian people.
Who build? Who got them building, Garth?
And expatriates.
Who got them building, Garth?
Yeah, but I've spoken to this before, Howard Grant.
So if they only come in here because they could survive, they're eating, they got money, feed them in one two-bedroom house, whatever the case may be, they get up first thing in the morning. They don't worry about that. They just need a place to rest their head, don't get wet, get up and go get money. Then they run down and send the thing back home. This is the rhythm that exists in this society. And someone getting up because of it.
Yeah. And you know what troubles...
Nobody would talk like this, Garth.
Yeah, I'll tell you what really troubles me, though. And I have to be honest. Once again, I don't know why I keep saying I got to be honest today, because I don't tell untruths, right? But I grew up in church, Howard Grant. My biological was 2 years old this year. My mother, 76. And I grew up in church. I've always respected the creator of heaven and earth. And whenever I look at the gospel story, I see a situation of utopic value, one where everything is going to be well forevermore. When we begin to preach to the Bahamian people, however, that we have a system where you don't have to work, where you're going to be blessed, where every need is going to be provided for, I have a small issue with that because it reminds me of when I went to church. Even to get to heaven, labor is involved. Sacrifice is involved. I don't want the Bahamian people to believe that a better Bahamas is going to come overnight and it's going to come easy. The world, as you just said, Howard Grant, is watching us. I am very disturbed at the video of America casting down the Bahamas, talking about rapes with jet skis and violence and the like. And I'll say why, and I hope they're listening to me. There's nowhere more violent than Florida. You go up to Lauderdale area. You go into New Orleans area. You go to New York City. You go into Los Angeles. You go to Chicago and these places. Your crime levels are out of this world. You go as a tourist there, there's a slight chance that you may be the one targeted. You may be robbed. You may be taken advantage of in America. It happens even in America. So when you point fingers at our little Bahamas, I have a problem with that because you're making it seem as if the devil lives in the Bahamas. I don't like it. Before you cast the beam, you know, you got to look at your own eye and cast it out, eh? Because you got bigger problems than we ever had in the Bahamas. We are only a people. They see us as an opportunity. The Haitians see us as an opportunity. The Cubans see us as an opportunity. Like Howard said, the prostitutes around the world see us as an opportunity. America sees us as an opportunity. My God, where is our opportunity? It's not going to be easy, Bahamian people. But we got to begin to stand. We got to begin to fight. And Howard Grant, we appreciate your service in reminding us that there is something left to fight for.
Got to be able to do it, guys. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
They want to know the life living our soul. It's the cross, yes, keeping on, keeping that on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP Trump, police, and split birds. Blood on the streets, court for the gang, they gone obsolete. Killing up women and cheering and ting. Politician and the drug boy, damn, got link, link. Now what you think, think? Look what you see, don't care but you, don't care but me, me. They street boys,
tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Say they wanna know where I go. I come from the 242, where we like beat drum and we drink sky juice. Epic ride inside the vehicle. Go everywhere stage, we move the needle. They wanna know the life living now, so it's the cross, just keeping on, keeping on.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, April 14th. We're out here. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. We're here sitting with God, just talking some politics, just trying to be able to dispel night. What are you trying to be able to retrieve from this conversation? Why is this a verbal or a radio? Why is this a radio setup, right, of a commission of inquiry? No, I just wanted to get some things cleared up. This is just me. I'm exhausted. People keep calling me, talking foolishness about what Minister can do, what Minister Ian can do, and he can do this, and he can do that, and all this. I am sick and tired of it. I'm tired. Because there is a hunger, a desire, a thirst for the Bahamian people to be able to identify strong leadership and make a determination as to whether or not we support this leadership or that. I cannot deny, like or dislike, I will not deny, that Minnis has presented himself in the capacity of a strong leader. I cannot deny him of that, okay? No matter your indifference, no matter if your spirit take to him, no matter if you like him, no matter if he ain't come true for you as an individual, the decisions that he's made during his time in leadership were decisive and they were in the confines of his leadership. Mm-hmm. It came from his council, his people, his leadership. And so much so, to be honest with you, some of those in the inner circle of Minnis said that they didn't even know he was going to go to a snap election. They didn't even know he was going to do these particular things. Minnis didn't say nothing. None of us. So the decision that shows us that Minnis does have the qualities and characteristics of a strong leader. He does. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will deny that. But I think he's been one of the strongest leaders our country has identified over the past, I want to say.
I'll put it to you this way, Howard Grant. If it wasn't Dr. Minnis to deal with the pandemic and Dorian, which of our legal prime ministers would have been able to handle
that? But I've said this before. I said to you that this is what I believe in. You wasn't on the show with me when I said this the other day. I said, as we look at the tariffs and the potential of what's going to be able to happen, I just threw this out there just for the purposes of conversation. Mm-hmm. When we look at Minnis, he was strategic. We didn't have the foresight or the prophetic insight to understand that Minnis was strategically placed in this position as a doctor who understood the protocols of how to be able to deal with a pandemic.
Appointed.
So he understood strategically. He understood how to be able to preserve. We lost a tremendous amount of people out of our community.
But you said it, Howard.
But the potential of the loss that could have happened, he was able to mitigate against that.
Yeah.
Despite our comforts.
He was appointed and anointed for such a time.
For that time.
Yes.
He was the lone coconut tree. We couldn't understand it. We know that Jesus Christ said this man for some
time. And we hate him for being that lone coconut tree now because we're saying his time has passed.
But the field pop up with other coconut trees now.
But the coconut trees, I mean, yielding no fruit.
So whoa, Jesus, you're doing a lot, sir.
I mean, I'm a preacher.
You're doing a lot.
You know I know this Bible.
You're doing a lot.
You know I know this Bible. These coconut trees ain't producing nothing. So what you got to do with the coconut tree that doesn't produce? talk to the good Lord and
I can tell you what my granddaddy did.
What he did?
He take a nail and keep beating it around until the edge. Dead. And he spoke to it. I telling you, we had a mango tree in front of our yard.
And it produced fruit?
He said, if you don't produce fruit,
you're going down.
I can kill you. I'm going to chop you down. I'm going to give you one more season. He talked to the tree. He beat the tree right around the edge. If you don't produce, the mango tree put out one.
You know something? You know something?
One mango.
No, you're lying. I had a guava tree like that. The guava tree give me tree, you guava, and then it die.
The tree did?
Yeah, it died by itself.
The tree gave him one mango.
You ain't lying. And I look at this cherry tree.
Right in front of the porch.
I planted this cherry tree in front of my yard, right? And I say, my God, this cherry tree, two stories high. This almost to my third floor. I can look out to my third floor. And I say, ain't doggone nothing on this cherry tree yet.
You got to talk to the tree.
So I say, you know what? I say, I can cut this tree down. It's God live it. I got all kind of blossom and fruit coming on my tree.
You got nothing healing.
But what I'm saying, Howard Grant, you're talking to these organizations. You're talking to these people, and they don't seem to be listening. And guess what? If you want to win this election, you have to prove to us that you're listening to the people. And right now,
I can tell you one thing. If you don't, the PLP can walk in.
That's what I'm saying.
The PLP is going to...
Still telling you?
The PLP has done everything that we said already, so far. Because I got a couple calls also.
Yes.
We're watching some fella step down.
Oh, my God.
Did we say this?
Oh, Jesus.
We call us. How much names we called? We called 10 names.
Boss, man.
How much gone so far?
I know, but two for sure.
Okay, two for sure.
For sure.
But three, I get information
some
for.
On the way, and someone
and I hear one telling me, and we calling and conversating and conversing, and saying, I don't know.
Well, yeah, but they say they ain't going to want us to replace this other one we call. They ain't going to want to replace him yet. But I understand people walking around.
The PLP do. I didn't tell you all the PLP ain't got no time for this foolishness, you know.
They only won't win.
They going to win Jesus the next election.
And what I'm saying to you is
all I'm doing today is dispelling the concepts and ideas of even having to answer for Hubert Alexander Minnis. That's all this conversation is today, you know.
Wait, call us. I know y'all going
to
call.
I got to chop this down.
This hot.
I got to chop this down.
But guess what now?
Minnis ain't got no more play. You don't have to worry about him no more. But, you did what you're supposed to do. Get on the business of the people.
But look at the history of our politics before we take the call, Howard. The associations and the parties have always said, we can listen to the branch, we can listen to the association when it comes to selecting our candidates. Even now, the Free National Movement is listening to the associations when it comes to candidates, and the PLP listens to the branches, so they say.
They got it by it.
But the association said to you, we want Minnis. And what is the result of that? Even Minnis, a former prime minister, a member sitting in parliament now, even though the association has said unanimously we want him, guess what the party's saying? We ain't want you. So the myth about parties listening
but
to
God,
you,
I can tell you that.
They ain't listening to you.
But I can
they
tell
don't
you
care about you.
I can
so,
tell you that.
Blaming people.
I told you this already.
When they come to your
I
door,
told you,
they not listening to you.
We were sitting in the parish hall, and all of us, I didn't put in my nomination. This was in 2000.
you were so optimistic,
no,
right?
No. I just needed to hear no. Okay, I don't have a problem hearing no. I like the people say
you think
no
was coming?
No was inevitable. I was a young boy.
You sure it was coming?
In 2012, my mother just ran. She lost the seat. I got to be able to show myself strong and
as
build up my loins.
Yes.
Deal with my last name. This is my last name.
Yeah.
I could deal with this, right? So I can put my name in there, right? Now, I expect to hear a no, but I got to be able to hear a why to the no.
That's how you work.
That's how, yeah. Give me why so I can fix it. So when I come back again, you can't deny it.
Just like how you had your watch, you get to look inside the watch.
I get to understand why.
Yeah.
I get to understand why. Give me the no. I got to understand why.
Yeah, why this clock?
I can accept the no.
Uh-huh.
Watch me. We sitting in the parish hall. Some other people got their letter in. Hubert Ingram walks in. Despite the constitution, despite the setting, despite the democracy that is laid out here for the constituency to identify these particular persons, Hubert Ingram said, I want to thank you all. I want to thank you so much. I know what the constitution says. I know the position and whatnot. But I want you for me. For me.
Yes.
I want you for me. Do this favor for me, please.
Yeah, we want Pekisha. That's it.
Somebody jump up.
I second it. Yeah.
No. That how it work. Because Hubert Ingram ain't a part of the council.
Yeah.
So the council has to nominate.
Someone
stood up.
I said, I nominate.
Right?
Pekisha Parker.
Rosny Cooper, who passed away.
Pekisha Parker Edgecombe.
Rosny Cooper, who passed away. God bless his soul, right? Yeah. Rosny stood up and said, I nominate Pekisha Parker. And somebody else stood up and said,
I second.
The meeting was over.
Yeah. All in favor? Aye.
The meeting was over.
All opposed?
So don't tell me that the council don't have access to make a decision for who they want.
Of mercy.
Don't tell me that.
But this is what they're trying to sell to us.
The party is guided by the council. The constituency meeting. The party is guided by them.
Well, you know,
so they hear what you're saying. They understand what you're saying.
But they ain't listening.
But they made a determination.
They ain't listening.
See, the factors of why you chose a member of parliament in your constituency is different why the council or the body of politics, the organization, would choose this particular
person. But you know
that's
subtle dictatorship, if not bold dictatorship, right?
How it can be dictatorship if he asks?
He ain't asking.
That's the caveat around there. These people are lawyers, you know.
He ain't asking.
He didn't tell you what to do. He asks.
Oh, the language tell you he asks. But the poison telling you you're better.
It ain't you better. Because Hubert Ingram ran against Sean McCreaney when he was running for chairman, and Lyndon Pinlin chose Sean McCreaney. Lyndon Pinlin say, I want him. And Hubert Ingram, in his particular capacity in the PLP, him and Perry Christie and all those, they went with, what's his name? I think Bala. I can't remember what his name is. They went with him. Contrary to what the position is, that's what got him fired from the PLP. That's what got him separated from the PLP.
Okay.
He went against leadership. So you don't always have to go with leadership.
You don't
But you got to decide. You got to weigh in the balance if this makes sense. Does this make sense? Is the fight significant enough for me to make this decision to move forward? And they have to decide. Does it make sense for the Free National Movement to give its all in the midst of a global, of a 90-day, 80-something day now, sort of a stay period before they make a decision, in the midst of being able to understand that the PLP is doing everything that it could to prepare itself, not only for the tariffs, for the indictments or the potential indictments that's coming down, for the fact that someone has turned crown, for all these particular, the PLP working their guts out, and all this time, they kissing babies, opening, Michael Halkidis the other day talked about the Coconut Grove Clinic, not a piece of steel in the ground. You ain't hear me. They only put curry on that. Curry and fence. And they're cutting ribbon.
Yes, they cut the ribbon.
They are busy. The PLP busy. Opening clinics, giving out keys for house. They're doing all this. And the FNM focus on menace.
Well, you got a couple of minutes to take
one. Menace.
You better take some of them calls for it.
And menace sitting down there with his hand like Birdman, rubbing it together.
No, that wasn't, he was dancing.
Huh?
He was dancing.
And you don't understand that this is, you see, what we learn about Minnis is that he's strategic.
Sitting on the dock of the
strategic.
Bay.
Strategic. You don't realize that
wasting
this man
time.
Like this.
Wasting time.
He got you wasting time on him.
Wasting time.
He has to answer a question that you put on him from April 1st, eh?
You won't play that song for Minnis?
Today is the 14th.
You won't play that song?
That's 13 days. Let's take
time.
A telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Grant.
What's happening, my brother? All is well.
And good afternoon to your guests.
Good afternoon.
I am not a political analyst like you guys, but I have a message for Mr. Bain. I think what he needs to do, instead of trying to run for 35 or 40 seats, he just needs to concentrate on 4 or 6 seats. Because once he gets 4 seats in the House Assembly,
that ain't how he's gambled,
he can start throwing some rocks, man.
That ain't how he's gambled.
You think he should go behind?
You never had no dream, Bucky. You sound like... Fred Mitchell, I'll tell you, anybody who's gambled, they have a dream book, but a good one, have 2. You ain't never had none.
No, but I can defend the statement that he made. The statement he's making,
I appreciate you call,
put your resources in them 4 strong, and then let the last ride.
You don't know what in the man pocket, I can tell him put his resources where he, but you don't know what he got.
Oh, we can find out soon.
He just said, minister, you think, yeah.
We can soon find out.
Well, of course we can find out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we come for.
Maybe we can't wait.
Let's go to the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead, quickly.
Howard.
Hey.
And God. I don't know what it is, but the gods of politics have graced y'all too in this 2 hours y'all has been here, boy. I'm telling you, this Mandela Howard.
What's up, Mandela?
The gods of grace y'all in this 2 hour, boy. Everything just be so good. Like, sometimes I pick up the phone in the car, it's like, no, I don't call because I want to finish here what Howard got to say.
My God.
You're doing an awesome job.
I appreciate you, guys.
I don't get into none of the stuff. You know, I just
Mandel, you can't call here as a potential candidate for Michael or Baytown or wherever you say you get.
I think we're doing a wonderful job moving the organization forward. I think we're doing a wonderful job at it. Unusual to the Free National Movement. And I think FNMs understand what's taking place. The average Bahamian, I don't know if they do or not, but you know how, it, as I listen to you dissect the history of our politics here in our country, to say nothing new to the FNM. But
no.
Outside of that, you know, I think it's just business as usual. That's what being someone on the inside.
Don't
I
let this be.
As usual. I don't see it as nobody against Dr. Minutes. I heard someone said recently, you can't hurt Dr. Minutes. And my response to them was, no one is out to hurt Dr. Minutes. If he is hurting Dr. Minutes, it may, if anything, be his own actions or inactions. But I think the organization appreciates and loves and adores Dr. Minutes. But outside of that, the reality of it is that the Bahamian people spoke in the last general election. And there's a protocol within the Westminster tradition politically in terms of leaders when they go to elections, the leader and they're defeated. What happens in terms of protecting their legacy and moving forward. And so I think that's what the organization is just doing naturally in a democratic way. The FNM has been known for doing things transparently. The PLP does their stuff behind the scenes, and with us, we there are dirty laundry. I think it's just a difference in the organization, you know. And outside of that, I see things building up to where the FNM is going to be able to present a vision to the Bahamian people that they can buy into and help to save our country from the ill.
Well, you only got a couple of days till this thing over next week, Tuesday. You better start telling us, Mandel, because Holy Week is this week. We're trying to be decent. After all of this.
If this, you're trying to be decent and Holy Week, Howard.
Lord.
But God knows
Jesus
sometimes you need.
Listen,
God knows he needs a little strong telling sometimes.
Howard, right? Let me show how great what you and God are doing is. Right down to the song y'all got from BM and Trey and all playing right on the show right now. When y'all go to the break, right down to that, it's all timely and it's all great and it's all beautiful. But I appreciate what y'all got.
We love you as our brother, man. You still our brother. We love you.
The acumen, the political acumen of our people, helping our people to get beyond when the red or yellow or black now show up at the door, but become more engaged in our politics and understand with more depth and gravity.
My brother.
Y'all doing a phenomenal job out there.
Thank you, man.
Dr. Minutes, man. No, ain't nothing against Dr. Minutes, man.
What did my grammy say? Mouth could say anything. I appreciate you, Mandel. Thank you. I appreciate you, my brother. Now, listen to me. I can tell you one thing. Y'all going to need to change the address of the FNM headquarters. If y'all can keep calling me and telling me the same thing, that this is nothing new. You're going to need to change it to 112 Ocean Avenue, Amityville. Because this is the Amityville horror. Your house is haunted. This is the Amityville horror. You need to get rid. Find a Catholic priest to be able to
get an exorcist.
To get the ghosts.
Do you think people out here?
Out. They got to get the ghosts of dissidents out. See, because this they like to almost, through conversation, they make democracy and the ghosts of dissidents synonymous. They like to say that this is the same thing. It can't be the same thing, God.
Boy.
If every day me and my wife, Rowan, I can't say we have a healthy relationship.
No, I ain't even staying in the house.
One day or the seventh, this got to be a rowdy woman. Or this a rowdy.
I don't do
rowdy. Or this discord.
I don't do discord.
This discord that exists.
Fix it quick, boss.
We can't always try to identify it through a language that people could be able to accept. We got to see it for what it is.
Yeah, man. Call
it. To me. Let's take an next telephone call quickly. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on now?
Everything good, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, doctor.
What's going on, God?
Man, I write you loving this country.
I hate how you just call late, you know.
And no, don't try that out. I got a round for you right now.
Go ahead.
Helping people on who are all this wild, man.
You know, every one of my lines lit up right now. Go ahead.
But anyway, look, I have no interest in talking about the African politics because Minister's already said what his position is. And frankly speaking, in the spirit of true democracy.
Yeah.
He's absolutely correct.
Okay.
You know, Howard, no matter no matter how the Bahamian people feel about governance in the country, even if there's ill will, right? I'm speaking as a nationalist. Even if there's ill will towards the government, right? A government or an opposition who would like to form government have to be seen to be trusted, right? Have to be seen to operate in democracy and in the truest spirit and form of democracy, right? Not just the look. Have to be seen to be governed by the rules and regulations of their own institution. And where there's lack in that, that's only an indication of the cracks at the seam. But you don't see the big gash, the bottom of that foundation. It tells you what or gives you an inkling of what is to be expected. And it is not good. It is terrible. It is a very poor, deep, inefficient, inoperable gap that they need to get together in their party. You cannot forget ministers, the former prime minister, right? He's a sitting member of parliament, right? Who enjoys you have a constitution. You have to operate by and within that. It doesn't matter whether minister in his time in office did certain things. If you were talking about changing the God, doing things differently, you have to operate differently than someone who did bad or ill will when they sat in the seat. You have to be that example. That's where I call on the PLP. Now, God, the reason why I call in is because of something that you said, right? Mm-hmm. That forced me to call in. And I have nothing to do with no happening. It's to do with the PLP.
Yes, sir.
It's to do with the government.
Yes,
actually, not the PLP.
Yes,
it's to do with the government, where you were talking about the warnings going out from the U.S. Embassy or from the State mm-hmm. Department in the U.S. through the U.S. Embassy regarding the water, the jet ski operators, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, God, they have every right to issue warnings, especially where
to their citizens
present, right? Especially where the facts present, there are certain happenings against their citizens.
I agree.
That's the sensible and responsible thing to do. However,
mm-hmm.
on our side, what I would say, and this is me giving some input to the government, right? Mm-hmm. Forget my government.
Mm-hmm.
To the government. To me, it appears as though it's either putting on the cameras, which I think would become an invasion of people's privacy while they're conducting business, right? On the beaches, right? And so I think a better approach, a softer approach that can help to streamline what is happening on the beaches would be to employ, you have the lifeguards who monitor the beach wardens.
Like what we had. We had beach wardens back in the day.
Hold on 1 second. We need some guards or there who are employed by whichever relevant who are properly trained, who can have the whatever guest is signing up, you have to create a whole system by which everybody runs through this system and this channel, and you have the government agent at the end of them signing up. These guests also sign a form acknowledging that they're going out with this particular agent, and when they come back in, they sign that release form, which guarantees that everything was fine. That should be the start and the end of any challenges.
I think they're saying, Antoine,
and the government has to regulate that.
Antoine.
It cannot be the jet ski. Jesus. It cannot be the hotel.
Antoine.
The government of the Bahamas
Antoine.
Are the only regulators.
Well, my brother, just take a little quick breath for me, please. I'm saying to you, they're saying that these are the unregulated jet ski operators. The regular jet ski operators, they go through a system. I'm very well aware of their system.
No. I understand why I said what I said.
Okay.
Creating a system.
Next week we can have this conversation.
Creating a system that everybody has to run through would ensure that no unregulated jet ski operator even finds themselves on that beach soliciting. It would not be able to happen under the watchful eye of a system being put in place that all regulated jet ski operators have to run through, managed and regulated by the government of the Bahamas with the paperwork to support, right? To ensure that everybody who's going out comes through the government regulator.
Antoine, let me get two more of these telephone calls before you go. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. And you got 2 more minutes before we could be able to get to that. And I wanted to be able to talk about a few things. Somebody texted me and said, they said, Pintard preoccupied with minutes from June to now, from June to now, that's what they said, they text, from June to now, the most frequent topic of the foundation was how Minnis will have a surprise win. Despite the fact that we've gone through an entire series, despite the fact that we've gone through everything that we've talked about, I had three series, from June to now, four, from June to now, and this person texted and said, the most frequent, I suppose that this is the frequency of your ears being tuned in to hear this kind of a conversation. I'm not going to fight you, right? How Minnis will have a surprise win. The first time I heard Pintard speak about Minnis was last week when he said that the party won't be giving Dr. Minnis the Kalani nomination. This is a fallacy. It's false. And I just had to read it to just let everybody get a good chuckle out of that. Says, good morning. Tell Mr. Minnis it is time to move on and assist the party as they move ahead. That's the text that's coming through. I ain't reading all. So it says, please tell God what church does he attend, please. It's the text. They wouldn't know where you're going. They must even want to hear you preach. Garth, can I ask you a question? If you change or you charge for a talk show and you invite Howard, right, as a co-host, and he is in opposition. This is the foundation with Howard Grant. God's show is on
Sundays.
I need to be able to get these things. Guys, it's a great show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. Let's talk about these things with clarity, with understanding, and trying to figure out whether or not the guys are going to be able to come to us and really be able to talk with clarity and position, right? We're going to talk, see if we can reach out to the chairmen to dispel these things and present ourselves formally and ask Minister sit with us. I honestly do not expect him to come. But if he does, it's a pleasant surprise, and we will ask him all the questions that we've amassed to ask him over these particular months. A great show today, guys. I want to thank you all so much for being able to tune in. We can see you tomorrow, God's Spare Life, right here on The Foundation. The Foundation.